Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
It's time to meet Watt Fillier. Hoosier football fans will remember he caught 13 passes for 127 yards and a touchdown in Saturday's loss to Maryland. On the heels of that performance, the Big Ten has awarded him with the Freshman Offensive Player of the Week. First, the name. Where'd you get it?
When I was younger, me and my dad used to go to Burger King like almost every day. So that's all I wanted. And he'll ask me like, what do you want? You always get, what do you want? You gonna get something different? Like, now I want a Whopper. Bro, you gonna, if you keep eating that, you're gonna turn into a Whopper. So he just started calling me Lil Wop, but now I'm Wop.
There's no doubt he possesses a self-confidence and a belief. That's not always the case for freshmen. Where does that come from?
I think I always had it. My dad always told me, you're the smallest one, so you gotta have confidence. You gotta have the heart of a lion. So I always been like, I had to be tough. Because I've always been the smallest in my family, so.
That belief and confidence was tested early in his Indiana career as he showed up for fall camp and picked up an injury. How did you keep your belief and confidence through that period?
I'm not even gonna lie, I got a little frustrated before, like, because I couldn't run or anything. I'm like, why can't I do this anymore? Then I just like start progressing. Like my the trainer Colin, he's like, Wop, you'll get through it, you'll be fine. I'll have you playing this year. So I just believed in him and believed myself.
With a redshirt year seemingly on the cards with the injury and the depth at wide receiver, it's interesting how quickly things can change.
Around the second week of camp, my coach Hurd told me, he was like, I might have to redshirt you, but if we have some players that go down, you might have to play. Mm-hmm. I got to grow up. So I took a chance on me.
We'll have part two with Wop Fillier, the Big Ten Freshman Offensive Player of the Week, a little bit later today, as his teammates and wide receiver crew weigh in on the freshman's confidence and how he's fit into the program. And we'll hear Wop's thoughts on what's next as the Big Ten season moves on. In the Zone, David Glassner calls tonight at 6. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glascott.
Let's go. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Part two of our conversation, catching up with Wop Fillier. The freshman from Plant High School in Tampa, Florida, was named the Big Ten Freshman of the Week on offense last week after his 13-catch, 127-yard, and one-touchdown performance. Those 13 catches were Indiana freshman record. We learned how he got his nickname, Wop. Now we'll learn about his teammates and what they think of this freshman from Tampa. We'll start with his roomie on the road. That's wide receiver from Texas, Luke Timian.
He's a character, man. It's the best, you know, that's the best way to describe him. He's a good guy to have in the room. You know, he brings an energy that a lot of guys don't have. You know, it's hard not to smile when you're around the kid. So it was nice to see him step up in a huge way for us against Maryland. We're definitely going to need that going forward.
You spend the most time with your roomie? Hey, Wop, what are you guys talking about?
I feel like different people, like, always connect. So we talk about weird stuff sometimes. He's kind of weird. He's kind of crazy, too. I don't know. He's funny. He's funny, too. He just tells me about, like, Texas and stuff all the time. I tell him about Florida.
He's not too overconfident or cocky.
You know, he's always sitting with girls in the Hoosier room, which that definitely caught my eye right off the bat because I was like, you know, he's got some confidence in him. He's got some swag about him. Well, I just think that's his personality. So I don't think that, you know, we're going to try to restrict that by any means. You know, if he starts to get a big head, we'll definitely let him know. But he hasn't yet. I think that confidence is just letting him play at a high level at a young age.
That season moves on this Saturday as Wisconsin comes to town, a top five national defense, a top five national ranking, as the Badgers check in at number 4, unbeaten on the season. Noon is kickoff. ABC has it for you as the Hoosiers look to pick up their first conference win of the season. David Glass and your calls tonight at 6 in the Zone. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glascott.